Chapter 15. With the slave revolts on Klaatuin and Bladu Sextus now claiming as much attention as the Pelian murder trial, the crowd in the Ninth Hall of Justice spectator area had gone from standing room only to barely packed. Tahiri couldn't say whether that was a good development for her or bad, but she did know that it had brightened her counselor's mood. In contrast with his careworn appearance of the past few days, this morning his eyes were bright and his fur glistening. As he strode to the defense table, his posture was confident, his bearing energetic, his expression almost smug. Considering how Sol Dekkan had been dominating the courtroom so far, something had clearly changed. Tahiri just hoped it wasn't her counselor's grasp of reality. As the Bothan placed his antique briefcase on the table, she reached up and fingered the lapel of his tailored suit jacket. The white fabric was an exorbitantly expensive wool, made from tauntaun undercoat. The jacket completed a double-vested white suit that had been out of date a decade before Tahiri was born. Still, it worked for the old boy, in a way that the formal robes and tabards he had been wearing until now had not.
"You're looking quite dapper today," Tahiri said. "You must have slept better."
Irmuth smirked down at her.
"My dear, I haven't been sleeping badly."
He looked over her head and smiled at Sol Dekkan, his long upper lip rising just enough to give the gesture a predatory edge.
"But opposing counsel is about to have some sleepless nights, I promise you."
"That's good to hear,"
Tahiri said, trying to put some hint of faith in her voice.
"Because to tell you the truth, I've been getting a little worried."
"No need, I assure you."
Aramuth's gaze lingered on his opponent for a time, then finally shifted toward the aisle in the spectator section.
"I'm doing fine."
"Actually, it's not you I've been worrying about."
"Is that so?"
Aramuth's voice grew distracted as the solos arrived with Lando Calrissian and an attractive Lordaean woman who had long braids of amber hair falling over her shoulders, both front and back.
"Look at what we have here, my dear. The up-and-coming Sardun Sardon."
He sounded surprised. Before Tahiri could object or explain Sardun's presence, Aramuth stepped away from the table and went to the bar, which separated the court proper from the spectator aisle. The identification surprised Tahiri. Not only was Sardun 2 generations younger than Aramuth, she had never met him in court, and was, as Lando had put it, a well-kept secret, whose competence had not yet drawn the attention it deserved.